Armory Road, 150 feet northwest of Road 354. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on October 26 of 2006 and deferred action. Council held a public hearing on November 14th of 2006. On December 7th of 2006, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval with conditions of Condition U 1668 for Carl M. Klink III and Melody Klink for only a country store, based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the purpose of this application is to allow a conditionally used to operate a country store and storage of overhead doors and parts facility on an otherwise agricultural or residential zoned property. While there are some businesses in the area, the applicants agree that the majority of the area is used for either agriculture or residential uses. The other businesses that do exist are for the sale of produce. While the use of the country store is consistent with the other existing uses, the use as an overhead door warehouse or storage facility is not. For this reason, Mr. Smith is not recommending approval of that part of the application. Two, Mr. Smith believes that there are other locations that are currently zoned for business or commercial use that are available and better suited for an overhead door warehouse or storage facility. Three, the use of the country store with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, the application limited to a country store promotes the convenience and general welfare of the neighborhood. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the use shall be limited to a country store only. Two, operations of a country store, as stated by the applicant, shall be Wednesday to Sunday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. during the months of April through December. Three, types of goods offered for sale shall be consistent with a country resort store operations, an example, candles, furniture, crafts, nautical and agricultural related items. Four, there shall be no parking allowed in the front yard setback. Five, one sign which may be lighted shall be permitted. The sign shall not exceed 32 square feet in size on both facings. Six, there shall be no outside display of items offered for sale, except that items for sale may be displayed on the porch of the store structure under the porch roof canopy. Seven, dumpsters for trash and or recycling cardboard shall be screened from view by any neighboring properties. Eight, security lighting shall be downward directed so as to not adversely affect neighboring properties. Nine, on-site water and septic shall be provided for use by store employees and patrons. And 10, final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried unanimously 5-0. And that's all I have on this case.
Mr. Lank, the... he's saying to delete the warehouse or storage facility for overhead doors. I mean, I wouldn't think that created hardly any traffic whatsoever, would it? I mean, you're not having people riding up there every day looking at overhead doors. I mean, they're not.
You wouldn't think so.
Is this a part of his business? Is this what he does now? Is this part of his business? I mean,
it's part of his business.
That will not create.
And what he wanted it for was for the purpose of storage.
But it also, wait, Dale, it also says there, it says the business has three vehicles, and, you know, in other words, he's going to run the overhead door business from here also. So I think what Planning and Zoning is saying is putting two businesses on that little parcel. You know, take your pick, take one or the other, but two of them is a little excessive, and it's not a very big parcel. And it is a major beach route, and it's, you know, school buses go by there because school's there, and it's you're just a tremendous amount of traffic. So to put, you start a precedent of putting, you know, jamming in as much as you can on these little parcels just because they're conditional uses, it doesn't make sense. So, you know, I think what they did is they tried to pick out the use that was most consistent with the general, you know, rural area.
So. Well, you're going to have a lot more traffic with the store and the country store effect than you are with the overhead doors.
And then I would suggest then maybe we switch it to give them the overhead, you know, door business and not the country store. Maybe that's the question. I don't know.
It does say that they testify that their primary reason for applying for the conditional use is to build a warehouse for storage of overhead door items.
When he came to council on the 14th of November, he stated he is in a construction business, that he owns a small garage door company, that he's interested in starting a family business, which would be the store, that had different hours for the door company than he did for the store, that he has two employees for the garage door business, that he receives inventory for the garage door business every 2 weeks, that he needs storage for the garage door company, that he only needs the storage for the garage door business, and that he does not propose a showroom or office at this site.
But
so storage only.
So wait a minute. In the testimony, he says that business hours. Now, when he talks about the business hours, it means he's running something. For the overhead door business are from such and such. He's referencing running a business there, and that his employees are showing up there. So
he's probably already running the business there.
Well, I'm sure of that.
Different site, not there.
But not there.
Okay.
No, Las Vegas.
But I think it's just that if you look at the size of the site, and if the, you know, take your pick, and I think what planning and zoning did is said maybe it's the country store, but I don't have any problem with the conditional use on one business on that little site. But we ought to, you know,
pick a choice.
I don't know if they had any insight into which they had a preference.
Okay.
Maybe Mr. Smith did. I do not know. But I think they were on the right track with limiting it to just one use.
Small piece.
Basically a half acre.
Yeah, it's not much there. You can't get in, you can't get out.
Okay.
It's all residential homes along there. That was the other thing. It was primarily a residential area, and they thought maybe this overhead door, I think, was out of place.
Okay. I just don't think that one truck every 2 weeks is going to be an impact on traffic. But
What's one truck every 2 weeks?
Unless I got a consensus, then we'll move on.
There was some finding in the information you provided, there's other businesses in the area, Mr. Mike, is that true?
I think they observed that the other businesses were
primarily produce
stand.
The only thing is a produce stand. Right. It sits in somebody's front yard, they live in the house, and they have a produce stand in the front.
You got Murray's Motors on 26 right across the field from them.
Uh-huh. Well, that's on a different road, Dale. But driving, you'd be a half a mile or more to get to that.
Okay.
Not even close.
Nobody else feels the same as I do. Move on. Let's go.
If you were going to switch it to overhead doors and not allow the country store, most of the conditions here that are quite a few of them, number one, two, three, a lot of those conditions apply only to a country store. I guess we'd need to sort of tailor some conditions to the overhead.
Now, I would say that, I don't know what is, you know, I would think that he wants something probably that his wife can run the country store while he's working. So I would say if we're going to leave it just one or the other, then leave it the way it is.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. I think he's already got a location, is what Lawrence said. He's already running his business somewhere else.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's why they landed on this.
Right, and I just don't like to tie their hands when he's a small operator.
Once he can come back and ask you.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Lang?
I have a question about the, if you do take out the storage of overhead doors, state law regarding our provisions for adopting an ordinance say that after the public hearing, you may adopt an ordinance with or without amendments. So one amendment I would suggest if you're going to take out the overhead doors is to take that out of the title of the ordinance. Would be a deletion rather than an addition, so it refers
to the
country store to be located on. If you're just going to go for one, if you're going to go for both, leave it like it is.
Can we just ask you to read it, referencing only the country store?
You'd have to let me know which way you're going to do it. Yeah.
Well, I think it's country store. Mr. Dukes, is there a consent? Why don't you ask for a consensus? And I think
anybody.
I think Mr. Dukes struck out on that.
I'm fine with P&Z.
I struck out on what?
On that.
You want to bet I got the hammer? The consensus,
right?
To leave it as a store.
Yes, that's right.
And take the title of out of the title, storage of overhead doors out of the title.
As we read it. Can we just do it like that, or do you want us to amend it?
Why don't you amend the, let's see.
All right.
Motion?
I'll make a motion we amend the title.
To remove the...
Delete storage of overhead doors and parts. All right, is that all we need to say?
Yep.
I need a motion. Do you gentlemen that are ganging up against me?
Well, I made the motion to delete, so somebody's going to say second.
You're probably going to have to second it, too. I can't nobody else say anything.
I can do it.
I'll second it.
Mr. Rogers, he's against me, too. I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers, to delete and storage of overhead doors out of the title of CU 1668. Questions? Being none, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
See you, Kate.
I don't.
Hey, read the title.
I count votes, yes. Read the title, please.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a country store to be located in certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 21,560 square feet, more or less.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance as amended, I guess.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Phillips, to adopt the ordinance with the
10 conditions.
10 conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Nope.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes with the conditions. Make my vote be yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning with the amendment to the title, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
With the amendment, the recommendation P&Z, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also with the 10 conditions.
Yes, motion carried.
Second item is conditional use number 1669, the application of David A. Peterson to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for auto restoration to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.223 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Woods Lane, which is a private road, 411.5 feet southeast of Route 9 and 1,600 feet southwest of Road 474, also known as Duke's Lumber Road. The commission heard this public hearing on November 16th of 2006, whereby they deferred action. Council held public hearing on December 5th of 2006. On December 14th, 2006, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1669 for David A. Peterson to operate an automotive restoration business based on a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, Mr. Gordy does not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property. Two, this proposed use as an automotive restoration facility will have an adverse impact on the area due to the existence of traffic and noise generated by the use. The commercial restoration work also involves solvents, primers, paints, and other materials that are incompatible and are permitted in existing uses in the area. Three, although the applicant stated that there would not be many vehicles on site and that scrap metals and salvage would be neatly stored and hauled away, the current condition of the site with junked and abandoned vehicles would only get worse if this is approved. Four, although the applicant stated that the intended use is limited, Mr. Gordy believes that there are other locations that are currently zoned for commercial use that are available and better suited for the intended use. The application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or community. Six, the proposed use as an automotive restoration facility is not consistent with the purposes of the AR1 district as set forth in the county zoning code. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Mr. Lank, that's an unusual application due to the entrance that he's got there. My understanding is that his driveway is on Mr. Hebner's property, and yeah, and so
serves several parcels.
So
is that one of the people had concern that day? Come off of Route 9 and went up a long lane?
Yes. Mr. Hebner owns the property. He has a maintenance agreement with Mr. Peterson, but is it fair to allow a business to be operated on someone else's driveway?
Well, it's everybody's. It's everybody's driveway. It's just it's an easement.
No, it's not. It's land is owned and taxes are paid on it by Mr. Hebner.
But they also have access to that right away.
Yeah, it's an easement.
There has to be an easement.
Is it right.
There is a valid easement there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which has certain rights.
I remember when the hearing came up, Mr. Hebner talked about the, didn't he bring up, Lawrence, the restrictive covenants for the?
The only thing I remember is that he wanted to make sure that there was, if it was approved, there wouldn't be any car sales out on his driveway at the entrance to his.
And no signs out there.
Signs out front.
Yeah.
Since it is the policy of the council to make motions in the positive, I tried to prepare some suggested or possible findings and conditions of approval. If I may, one in findings, the applicant established by substantial evidence that the proposed use enables him to restore automotive vehicles entirely indoors without adverse impacts of any sort. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the operation of an automotive restoration business on the site will not generate a substantial increase in traffic or noise since the restoration work will be conducted indoors. For this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, the automotive restoration business shall be limited to auto body work only, no mechanical work. The automotive restoration shall include sheet metal repairs, prep and priming only, not final painting as stated by the applicant. Two, no more than four customer vehicles shall be stored on the site at any one time. The vehicles shall be stored within the building or within a completely enclosed, solid fenced impound area to the side or rear of the restoration garage. The fence shall be at least 6 feet in height. Three, there shall be no automotive vehicle sales relating to the business on this site or at the entrance to the private road access. Four, business hours shall be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with no Saturday or Sunday business hours. Five, all petroleum and solvent waste shall be disposed of through a licensed waste hauler. Six, there shall be no outside storage of junk vehicles, automotive parts, equipment, tires, or other materials relating to the restoration business unless stored within the building or the enclosed solid fenced impound area. Seven, any dumpster utilized for the business shall be placed so that it is screened from view from neighboring properties. Eight, if the applicant feels it is necessary to erect a sign on the property, it shall be limited to an unlighted wall sign not exceeding 6 square feet in size to be located on the building. And nine, final site plan approval shall be subject to the review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all appropriate agency approvals. Only suggested.
Mr. Lank, was he cited or did he come in volunteer and ask for this?
I think he was visited just by memory. I think he was visited by the inspector and he did come right in and apply, so he wasn't actually given a violation because he did come right in.
Okay, because I know.
That's why I remember him.
I've been keeping a watch on it, and he had a number of old cars, fenders, lawnmowers, all kinds of stuff out in the yard. He has started cleaning up a little bit of it, but he still got a ways to go, and I didn't know. He was quite a few months starting to clean it up after we had our public hearing with council.
Well, the public hearing with council was in December 5th, to be exact.
This was only a short period of time ago that he started removing some of that. Okay, any other questions? Being none, Mr. Griffin, read the title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District for auto restoration to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.223 acres, more or less.
I need a motion.
Make a motion we approve CU 1669 with the 9 conditions and 3 findings.
Have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Rogers, to approve CU 1669 with the 9 conditions. Questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no, and I'll agree with the planning and zoning, the 6 reasons for denial. It's not consistent with the character, and it does not promote the health, safety, and convenience and general welfare of the community.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote no.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning commission, I vote no.
Mr. Jones?
I agree with P&Z. My vote is no.
I also agree with P&Z. I know what he's trying to do to teach his son a trade, but I don't think that's the place to do it. My vote is no. Motion denied.
Next application is conditional use 1673, the application of William Kevin Clark to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district. For an automotive sales lot to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.14 acres more or less lying south of Jefferson Road, also known as Route 38, approximately 2,100 feet west of Route 30. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on December 21st of 2006. And the council held public hearing on January 9th of 2007. As I stated, the commission did defer action on December 21st of 2006. On January 11th of 2007, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1673 for William Kevin Clark for an automotive sales lot based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, in making this motion, I am sympathetic to the applicant's desire to maintain a business on his family property so that he can work and earn a living from his home. But I don't feel that an approval would be a good land use decision. I do not feel that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property. The purpose of this application is to allow a conditional use to operate an automotive sales lot on a residential property. This use will be out of character with the adjacent and surrounding property. Three, although the applicant stated that the intended use is limited and would occur while the property is also used as his family residence, I believe that there are other locations in the county that are currently zoned for business or commercial use that are available and better suited for the intended use. Four, the application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or community. Five, the proposed use as an automotive sales lot is not consistent with the purposes of the AR1 district as set forth in the county zoning code. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Again, this is the policy of the council. Make motions in the affirmative. Passed down suggested findings and conditions. Again, these are suggested findings and conditions. Findings. This is an application for a conditional use for an automotive sales lot on a 1.14 acre parcel located south of Route 38, approximately 2,100 feet west of Route 30. Two, DelDOT indicated that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the existing level of service A will not change as a result of this application. The applicant indicated that he lives on a property and that family members reside on adjoining properties to the site. That he proposes to utilize a 12-foot by 16-foot shed for a proposed office, that he proposes to limit the vehicle display to not more than 10 vehicles, and that he proposes a stone parking lot for display of vehicles for sale. Four, other than the applicant, there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. Five, although the commission recommended that the application be denied, the council could find that the application would not have an adverse impact on traffic and that if the scale of the business were limited, it would not have an adverse impact on surrounding properties. Six, the proposed use is of a public or semi-public character and that it will provide a local source for used vehicles to meet the transportation needs of the residents of Sussex County. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, the use shall be limited to an office for the sale of automotive vehicles, an area for display of automotive vehicles for sale, parking for customers, driveways, and a dumpster if any. Two, the maximum number of vehicles to be displayed for sale shall not exceed 10 vehicles, Three, repair work and detailing of vehicles shall be limited to vehicles to be offered for sale on a premise, not vehicles owned by others. There shall be no repair work performed outside. Four, business hours shall be limited to 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday with no Sunday hours. Five, any security lighting shall be downward illuminated so as not to cause glare into adjacent properties or public roads. Six, all vehicles displayed for sale shall be set back at least 25 feet from front property line. Seven, one ground sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side or facing may be permitted. Eight, if a dumpster is placed on a property, it shall be screened from view from adjacent properties and public roads. And nine, final site plan approval shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all appropriate agency approvals.
Questions for Mr. Lang? Questions for Mr. Lang? Going twice. Being done, title Mr. Griffin.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an... is William Clark.
Sorry, I got the wrong one.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive sales lot to be located in certain parcel of land lying being Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.14 acres, more or less.
Make a motion we approve where is it? Condition 1673 with the findings and the conditions.
I have motion Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Phillips to approve CU 1673 with the 9 conditions. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no to and support Planning and Zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation of Planning and Zoning, I vote no.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on the record recommendation of PNZ, I vote no.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is no also with PNZ.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning. My vote would be no. Motion is denied.
Up here
halfway through, let's go.
You're almost there, Lars.
We'll
take a breath.
Next item is conditional use 1675, the application of Colonial East Limited to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for expansion of existing manufactured home community.
I know what you mean.
With 82 additional lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 20.79 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Minas Conaway Road, also referred to as Road 265, 1,100 feet north of Route 9. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on January 11th of 2007. Council held public hearing on January 30th of 2007. On February 20th of 2007, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Wheatley has abstained from any participation in the application and asked Mr. Vice Chairman Gordy to act as chairman on the application. Mr. Johnson asked if the applicant had responded to the plus comments. I advised the commission that a response had not been received. Mr. Johnson asked if a response to the plus comments was required. I advised the commission that based on the plus comments of March 15th of 2006, McCrone Incorporated was notified in bold print in the next to the last paragraph that following receipt of this letter and upon filing of an application with the local jurisdiction, the applicant shall provide to the local jurisdiction and the Office of State Planning Coordination a written response to comments received as a result of the pre-application process, noting whether comments were incorporated into the project design or not and the reasons therefore. Therefore, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1675 for the Colonial East Limited for the following reasons. One, the applicant did not provide a response to the plus comments. Two, originally County Council approved only 104 homes on 52 acres. This approval came after public hearings where there was significant opposition to the project. The reduced number of units was apparently a compromise reached as a result of the opposition. 3, county council also apparently reduced the number of allowable units so that the project would be more compatible with the density and uses on neighboring and adjacent properties. 4, the developer chose to locate all of the dwellings on about one half of the site and now it wants to increase the density previously permitted by ordinance number 1187. 5, in general, I have concerns about the recommendations for approval of this application since it would undo the apparent compromise decision reached by county council in light of the substantial opposition to the development. 6, in conclusion, since the number of units allowed on the site was county council's decision, I believe that it should be council's decision to allow more units if they feel it is appropriate to do so. There was a motion, a second, to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That motion failed with 2 yeas and 2 nays, Mr. Wheatley not voting. By roll call, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Smith voted in the positive, Mr. Burton and Mr. Gordy voted in the negative. The application was denied since the majority vote was not recorded. Again. Process of the council to motion in the affirmative. I identified the affair.
Thank you.
Stipulation position to find.
We know what you've been doing lately.
On condition 1675 for the purpose of findings. 1, the county council finds that the proposed conditional use is in accordance with the comprehensive plan update and promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of the county. The county found that the conditional use is of a public, semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. 2, the county council finds that the number of units being 82 will result in a density similar to or greater than the lots in the existing manufactured home community adjacent to the project. 3, the county council finds that this project is an extension to an existing adjacent manufactured home community. 4, the county council finds that this project is contained within a developing area of the comprehensive plan update and that the availability of public sewer makes the area appropriate for development. 5, the county council finds that this project complies with the housing element of the comprehensive plan update by providing affordable housing. 6, this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. 1, the preliminary site plan shall be required to be reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. 2, the preliminary site plan shall include a phasing schedule and projected timetable. 3, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. 4, the project shall be served by Central Sewer as part of the existing West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District and shall comply with all requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department regarding public sewer service. The applicant may be responsible for the construction of any upgrades to the sewer system at their cost and shall be subject to the approval of the county engineer. 5, the project shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. 6, the maximum number of lots for lease shall not exceed 82. 7, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements and will utilize best management practices. 8, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and or specifications. 9, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed landscape design. The 50-foot buffer shall be landscaped and maintained along Minas Conaway Road and the railroad to screen the project. 10, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscape materials, and fill on offer to the project shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall be no construction activities on Sundays. 11, road naming and addressing shall be approved by the county mapping and addressing department. 12, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all appropriate agency approvals. And again, there only are suggestions.
Questions for Mr. Lang?
If it is approved, I think we've done in the last past as far as construction, go Monday through Friday.
Pardon?
On number 10.
You'd like to make that Monday through Friday, not Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been mixed.
Any objection?
It's been both ways. Depending where it was.
Did you get an answer to that, Dale?
Nobody said so I guess we'll change it Monday through Friday.
Okay, that's fine. And I got another question. I'm just
cold.
When you add the 82 units to the site, what is then the average? What's the density go to at the overall site?
0.4. I don't know what the acreage was on the entire site.
It was 104 acres.
104 lots.
104 on was 52 acres.
That's Mr. Jones says 3.4.
That's 2 to 1.
What the minutes say.
2 to 1. This would be 4 to 1.
And this would be 82 on 20.79.
Yeah, 3.4.
So it would be 186 total units? Is that right?
Right, it would be 186 total.
On 124 acres.
That's based on 6,500 square feet. We only require 5,000, but they're bigger lots than what we require.
What's that mean? Yeah.
Our county requires 5,000 square right. feet lots, but his lots are 6,500 to 15,000 square feet. So he's got bigger lots than what we require.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay.
Additional comments, questions? Going once. Mr. Griffin, read the title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for expansion of existing manufactured home community, 82 additional lots to be located in certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 20.79 acres, more or less.
I need a motion.
I make a motion we approve CU 1675 with the 6 findings and the 12 conditions, with 1 being amended. Number 11, excuse me.
Number 10
being amended, I'm sorry.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
Second.
Mr. Phelps, to approve CU 1675 with the 12 conditions, number 10 being amended to say construction site work grading Monday through Friday, not Saturday. Any questions? Mr. Cole.
My vote will be, I'm going to vote for denial because not so much that the area is not in a development district and all that, but it sets a bad precedent, I think, that's not desirable. I mean, past land use decisions should mean something. And I realize the general character of the area has changed. We've got mixed density, and now even mixed housing types have changed over the years, in spite of some opposition from people in the area. But the owners chose to put all the units and in one area of the approved parcel, and they freed up some open space. That's the situation today. But my main concern now is the traffic situation on Route 9, which is a serious problem. Adding additional density at this time, not only here but anywhere, would not promote the health, safety, and convenience and general welfare of the area. So if and when Route 9 has improvements that would help reduce the current traffic problems, of which are heavy traffic counts, not just in the summertime nowadays, but pretty much year-round, then I think the county council should then consider additional development and consider an application from Colonial East at that time, but not until. So I think we have infrastructure problems, which trumps right now his desire to add more units. Votes no.
Mr. Phillips.
It's in a developing area, part of our comprehensive land use plan. I think it's very important that we look for opportunities to promote affordable housing in this era of less affordable housing. I think that this the previous project that is part of this area has proven a quality that the community is proud of, and I would vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
After hearing the findings from Mr. Lank and with the conditions he set forth, and the one thing that we've been looking for, providing affordable housing, we just had a presentation prior to this, and mainly for our senior citizens, With that and with the conditions, I think it's governed very tightly in the community. I wrote through it several times to see where this is going to be at. Taking into consideration minus Connolly Road and the traffic out there anyway. This had been planned for in the previous plan in 96. It just wasn't taken to fruition at that time. With the conditions and with that, I'd support the motion.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also with the conditions that are set forth by Mr. Lang with the findings. I think it's affordable housing. I think, as a phase-in project is going to be done by the planning zoning office, that it will allow, hopefully, DelDOT to get their act together and improve Route 9.
So your vote yes?
Yes.
I look at this as an amendment or an extension to our ordinance in 1997, 1187, and I agree with number 6 from the planning zoning and their recommendation denial, saying that I believe it should be council's decision to allow more units if they feel it is appropriate to do so. And I think that's exactly where it should come from. And I feel that the need for affordable housing, this is affordable to a lot of people. And with the 12 stipulations, my vote would be yes. Motion's carried.
Next item is conditional use 1683, the application of Wayne Baker LLC to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a bar pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 72.72 acres, more or less, lying at the northeast corner of Avalon Road, being Road 302A, and Lawson Road, being Road 296. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 22nd of 2007, whereby the commission deferred action. Council held public hearing on April 17th of 2007. On April 19th, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1683 for Wayne Baker LLC for excavation of a bar pit based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a 20-acre bar pit on an 834.99-acre tract owned by the applicant. Pit and the operations associated with it will occupy a total of approximately 60 acres. Two, a need exists in the area for dirt, sand, and gravel and existing bar pit sources are becoming depleted. The material removed from this site will be used throughout the county for a variety of residential and commercial uses. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on traffic or the neighboring properties or community. Four, the bar pit will be converted into a conservation wildlife pond upon completion of the excavation activities. Five, buffers will be established along all borders. Six, the pit area will be at least 600 feet from Avalon Road and Lawson Road, and the closest dwelling is at least 700 feet away across Lawson Road. Seven, the recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, no material shall be brought from off the site for processing, mixing, or similar purposes. Two, water or a water truck shall be available to control dust from road traffic where conditions require. Three, any roadway or entrance improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the bar pit is not in operation. 3A, as noted at the public hearing, preliminary discussion with DelDOT indicated that the applicant will be required to upgrade Lawson Road from the entrance to the intersection with Avalon Road and Lawson Road. It is further recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission that the road from the intersection of Avalon Road and Lawson Road to the intersection of Lawson Road and Zor Road, approximately 1 mile, be improved to DelDOT specifications at the applicant's expense if required by DelDOT. This section of the road is equally in need of improvements to safely handle the truck traffic to be generated by the proposed bar pit operation, let alone the additional stress on the road service caused by 70,000-pound loaded dump trucks. 3B, all truck traffic to and from the bar pit is to be directed, per DelDOT's recommendations, to and from the bar pit entrance to the intersection of Lawson Road and Zora Road. The trucks utilizing the bar pit are to be prohibited from using Avalon Road, except for local deliveries on Avalon Road. The trucks utilizing the bar pit are to be prohibited from using Lawson Road to the north of the bar pit entrance, except for local deliveries on Lawson Road. Four, the hours of operation for the business on this site shall only occur between the hours of 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 7:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any bar pit activities on Sundays. Five, per the applicant, there shall be no more than 25 loads of material hauled from the site on any given day. Six, no fuel shall be stored on site for the bar pit operations. Seven, no dredging activity shall be permitted on the site. Eight, no stumps, branches, debris, or other items shall be buried or placed in the site of the bar pit. Nine, the bar pit shall have 3-to-1 slopes, and the slopes shall be seeded and planted to control erosion. The pit shall not be greater than 25 feet in depth at any point. Ten, a final site plan, including all pit slopes, excavation phasing, and reclamation plan, shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plan shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. 10A, the vegetated buffers to be established and maintained along the borders of Lawson Road and Avalon Road shall be shown in detail in the final site plan. The buffers shall include mature plantings with a minimum height of 6 feet and shall be placed within 30 feet of Lawson Road and Avalon Road rights of way. Crops are not to be considered part of the vegetated buffer. Rather, the buffer is to be designed to provide a visual, dust, and other nuisance barrier. 8, the applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. 12, markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate pit areas. 13, the bar pit shall be surrounded by densely landscaped, unexcavated buffer strip, a minimum distance of 100 feet from any street lines, 100 feet from any single family lots, 100 feet from the existing cemetery, and 50 feet from all other property lines. In addition, the bar pit shall be at least 200 feet from any dwelling on property of other ownership. The pit itself shall not cover an area greater than 25 acres. The densely landscaped buffer shall be shown on the site plan. 14, the pit shall be at least 600 feet from Avalon Road and Lawson Road. 15, every 5 years after the start of excavation, the Office of Planning and Zoning may inspect the site and request written comments from all appropriate state agencies so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments and verify compliance with all regulations. 16, the applicant shall also comply with all of the requirements set forth in Section 115-172B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. 17, it is recommended that the County Council require performance guarantees to assure completion of any approved reclamation plan pursuant to Section 115-172B-6E. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Section 115-172 is the bar pit section of the conditional use section.
Go ahead, Mr. Cole.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. On number, I think it's 15. I think in the past we had wording similar to that, but I believe we wanted them to be reviewed every 5 years and verify compliance with all current regulations. I think the word current, because something may come up, you know, these pits are in operation for a while
and regulations
new regulations, but come into compliance with current regulations. So that would bring, keep pits always operating in compliance with the new laws.
How would that work, Mr. Lank, if they were completely dug out, if it was completely done, and they had slopes and everything and vegetated buffers and so forth, and they come out with new regulations? Would they have to go back in and do it?
Typically, they have to upgrade their permits to different agencies anyway, but the agencies, if they approve the plan,
if it's still an active permit,
it's still a valid permit, typically.
Okay.
But then we did with Horseydale. We had them come in compliance every 5 years with current things. I mean, that was just what exact wording.
Wasn't quite sure.
Huh?
They've all been the same since that.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't. I'm not changing. I think I just saying that the word current should be in there because that's what we did in the past.
I just wasn't quite sure when they got completely done.
Well, it seemed that the other
they still have to come up to every 5 years, and there's no activity.
Just
there.
On where they're operating. If they're not operating or done activity, they don't go back and make do something.
Once they're completed, it's done.
They're done, okay. Right?
They'll have
right.
to be okay. in compliance.
Then they just put the slogan.
I think that word needs to be added in there. Yeah.
Okay.
So you want the word compliance with all current regulations?
Yeah. Absolutely. And the intent is that every 5 years, they would be in compliance with whatever the current regulations are.
Have we got a good enough clarification on buffers? So we want to make sure that that's, it looks like you do. The buffers shall include mature plantings with a minimum of 6 feet high. To me, that means trees.
Correct. And typically, that's pretty much what he has on the property now.
Okay.
It could be a little bit taller, actually, but these would be mature plantings, and it would be in designated areas.
And I think
certain locations.
100 feet, an unexcavated buffer strip, a minimum of 100 feet from any streets, 100 feet from any single family lots, 100 feet from the existing cemetery, and 50 feet from all other property lines. So that's all spelled out clear.
It's more okay. than what some have.
And my only other question, comment was, I know there was some discussion about coming out on Avalon, Lawson, or Hollyville, whatever. And looking at the site plan, I'd rather have come across all the way across to Hollyville because that's a much better road than Avalon or any other roads. The other roads are secondary, but Hollyville and Zor are main arterial roads compared to the others. However, you're cutting a farm right in half, and that's not don't make good logic. So planning zoning is recommended to come out of the site and come down to Avalon and then cross straight across and come down to Zor. And then they can go left.
And that it should be improved if DLDOT requires it.
That's up to DLDOT.
You know, on that point, Mr. Dukes, I have a question. In number three, why couldn't it just say, instead of any roadway and entrance improvements, why couldn't it just say all on-site and off-site roadway entrance improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant? In other words, leave it as it is, but add on-site and off-site. And then on number 3A, only use the first sentence, because the rest of that following that first sentence in 3A is suggesting that the applicant may have to improve a mile of public roads to state specs at their expense. I don't think DLDOT recommended that, did they?
Well, the commission is recommending it, but they left it up to DLDOT.
Well, why don't they just leave,
you leave
everything?
It out, it won't ever happen.
Why don't you right. just leave all on-site and off-site up to DLDOT, and then they, as so opposed to...
The way it was presented at the commission and the right. council, too, I believe, was that the comments that the applicant received from DLDOT was that they improve it to the intersection of Lawson and Avalon.
And that's why I said leave that first sentence.
Oh.
Leave that first sentence in there of 3A, but consider deleting the rest.
So they're not. You're saying not have to improve the from between Avalon and Zor?
No, it's commission recommendation that they improve it to Zor, but it's still up to DLDOT whether they're going to require
okay.
it or not.
Well, I don't.
That's why it was
what
left
the, what DLDOT recommended was that it improve it to Avalon and Lawson, which
that's,
wasn't.
Yeah, it was, but
right.
I don't know if it served much purpose because the condition of Lawson to Zor,
right.
between Zor and Avalon, the same as what it is from Avalon to the entrance location.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Well, you could say on-site and off-site as required by DLDOT, and if DLDOT makes them improve it, that would be up to them.
But does that run straight over to Zor still?
Well, it would be up to DLDOT either way.
So DLDOT, they could come down to Avalon, and then DLDOT say, okay, we're going to, then you take Avalon over to Hollyville?
No, well, they're saying, no, with the condition that we had on, let me see, number 3B, referencing truck traffic, that you basically go from Lawson to Zor.
Straight shot.
The only ones
straight
that could
over.
Use Avalon would be delivering on Avalon. The only
right.
ones that could be on Lawson to the north would
okay.
be local. Those two would be local roads.
That's fine with me. Okay.
And the other thing I think that came out in the testimony was that they said it would be an average of 25 loads per day. And if you look at number 5, it's not worded in terms of an average. So if you had a 3 days when you had inclement weather or equipment down, the way that's worded, you couldn't make those days up.
A lot of businesses can't make their days up, Mr. Griffin. They're not like.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I know, but I don't know if these are questions you, as the attorney, should be injecting because we're the one voting. We're interpreting these. Well, these aren't legal issues, and I don't know, Jim.
I'm not making a motion.
I know, but you're giving your 2 cents worth, and I don't know if we need it.
In these kind of issues.
Now, I'm just, if somebody asks you about this, but you're sitting there starting to interject.
In other words, shut up.
Well, I just question if you should be doing this.
Well, if you're going to do that, you're better off taking it out. Because I don't have staffs going to sit out there and count trucks that come in and out and do an average.
They're going to sit there and count 25.
A farmer has a rainy day and can't get in the fields. He ain't going to go back and get it.
They keep, load sheets and logs.
Yeah, they even had to get the logs from the applicant.
What was a dig out when they're doing a public for 10 years?
You got plenty when it's raining.
I think that's probably right.
I don't know. I forget
what the unsafe says. Let's see.
John, you want to sit at this end and give us help us down with that? Chicken.
And the other question is, that little road that has that cemetery up, but that's the road you're talking about for the entrance?
I'm sorry, 10 years, first question.
Okay. That, from the intersection of Avalon and Lawson, there's two houses on the other side of that road there. Those people were here, I don't remember their names, but there's a little road that goes up to a cemetery right there. And is that the road you're talking about for coming out from the site?
Right. Their entrance north is Lawson. That's where they said the commission recommended that they only have local deliveries, period.
Local deliveries, not
Avalon would be at the intersection of Avalon from Lawson, either direction, but only local deliveries. And that all trucks hauling elsewhere would have to go out to Zor.
Any other question, Mr. Lang?
They would have to go out from Lawson to Zor Road and then go
across the intersection of Avalon, Lawson, into Zor.
Huh? Right.
Okay.
That's correct. Again, we don't. The unfortunate part, like until we have to get a complaint, then that's the only way we're going to be able.
That's where we're going now.
Right.
And Mr. Griffin's comments is on the roadway and entrance improvements required by DLTA. That's just another wording. We've worded it that way. So in some case, then we word it exactly like it is.
DLTA's going to make a decision.
Well,
I think
they made comments already, didn't they? DLTA in this packet here.
Yeah, but they've got, that's just comments in general. Then they've got to go back and deal with the entrance improvements, permits, and all that. So
you
have to go back to DLTA. So what, the one thing Mr. Griffin recommended on three was that any on-site or off-site, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, roadway and entrance improvements required by DLTA shall be completed by the app.
Anybody got a question with that?
Nope.
Looking for a consensus?
On-site and off-site.
I got a consensus, change three, okay? Any others, any questions? Any more questions? Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land at an AR1 agricultural residential district for a barra pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 72.72 acres, more or less.
I need a motion.
I make a motion we approve conditional use 1683. With the 17 conditions, with number 3 being amended.
But did you amend the current, where the word, what was the word current in number 15? Was that amended?
Yeah, I think they did, didn't they?
Office of Planning and Zoning from all also current.
I also add, as yes. Amended, number 15.
Number 15.
My motion.
Okay. Mr. Jones made a motion to approve CU 1683 with 17 stipulations amended as he so stated. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Phillips, second the motion. Any questions? Mr. Cole.
My vote will be no. First of all, when I looked through the planning and zoning's record here, the applicant talked about a demand for dirt in the existing pits in the area were becoming depleted. I know of no references to that or any documentation to that, and I don't believe that to be true. And I think a lot of the developers are now getting a lot of their dirt on site when they create the stormwater retention pond, so there's a lot of dirt that's development is being able to get right, you know, in the area, so they don't have to have it driven in. Also, I think the references were made also that this project, this pit was going to be used for the area development projects, construction companies, road building improvements, et cetera. That concerns me because I think it's an ag district, and I think our land use plan references uses in the ag district that should be ag-related, and they actually went on record without any comments how they were going to be helping the agriculture community with providing them dirt. I'm sure there's maybe some dirt every once in a while, but it seems they were more emphasizing the development that's happening throughout the county, that these trucks would be going all over the county to service that development. DelDOT was concerned about damage to the roads. Even with all these improvements, there's still going to be a lot of damage to the roads. There's also an ample number of pits already permitted all over this county. There is, I mean, it's I think incredible to think that somebody thinks we need any more borrow pits. Just because there's just there everywhere you turn, there seems to be borrow pits. The applicant is not in the borrow pit business. Now, in the past, I've been sympathetic to people who have been in the business, have got investments in people and trucks and equipment, and they've had their pit getting depleted, and they've come in with arguments that they need another pit or expansion. And I've been sympathetic to that because they are in the borrow pit business. This applicant is not. He does not have any employees. He has no equipment. He's just speculating on leasing and selling the dirt to some operator. And it seems like it's Melvin Joseph. And Melvin Joseph had a huge pit approved right there at this graveyard, in the back of this graveyard, which is a very sizable pit. It's out of character with the general area, which is basically residential housing and agricultural operations, farming operations. I think I already referenced earlier, I said it, I believe it's not in compliance with our land use plan's general description of what uses we should be approving in a agricultural district. Also, I think borrow pit operations are probably the most objectionable land use that we can permit in this county. They're dirty, they're noisy, they're a safety hazard with the large trucks on these small roads. It would be a shame, I think, to approve this use on such a nice, quiet, rural road in a nice, quiet, rural area with nice homes, and it'd be a shame to approve it, so I'll vote no.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning with the changes we made, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers. The 17 conditions that we put on every pit since the inception of the large pit on the west side that we heard for weeks, and the intent of the applicant, I believe, when he made the presentation was not to be in the borough pit business, but he desired to have this large parcel for his possible home site of his own to have a pond. Later on, he had no need or nowhere to put this dirt, and that was a way to achieve that, was to take it off site. And there is other pits, or there's another pond being built right across the road for the same visual, I guess, opportunity. If DelDOT does do what we'd hope they do down to Zor, or across Lawson Road to that would improve that road. Zor Road is a heavily trafficked road. We constantly hear that there is dirt needed on the east side that's being trucked from the west side. And that's the majority where the three major pits are at. The one up the road from this one is being closed, and there's one down the road that's about out of business, and this would give that a freshening for that. With these conditions that govern this, the way it's been done, my vote would be yes. Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also with the facts and findings of P&Z.
I also, excuse me, are you done?
I just wanted to put as many.
I also agree with planning, zoning, with the 17 conditions. My vote would be yes. I think we've addressed buffers. We've addressed the roads, which was a concern by some of the people. And if they stick to one of the specifications or the conditions here, I think that it will solve the problem. Hopefully, my vote's yes. Motion's carried.
In the last item is change zone number 1611. The application of B&M Property and Development LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential plain community, for a certain parcel of land lying being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County, for land lying at the southeast end of Route 58B, 1/2 mile north and east of Route 54. To be located on 146.68 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application April 26th of 2007. County Council held a public hearing on May 8th of 2007. On May 16th of 2007, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1611 for B&M Property Development LLC. Based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance because it promotes the orderly growth of the county. The proposed project is in a development district as established by the comprehensive plan update. Two, MR zoning is appropriate for the site because medium density development is appropriate in areas where central water and central sewer are available. In this case, sewer service will be provided as part of a county-operated sanitary sewer district, and adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project. Water service will be provided by Artesian. Three, with the conditions placed upon this project, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land because the purpose of an RPC district is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future use. Four, the project is in an area that already has similar development, and this development is consistent with other uses in the area, including Mallard Lakes, Bayville Shores, and Bayview Landing. Five, the property consists of approximately 146.68 acres. The applicant proposes to develop 55.54 net acres and proposes to restrict 83.73 acres by conservation easement. Six, the project will have a density of 3.11 units per acre. The density for the uplands area is 3.86 units per acre. Seven, the MRRPC district is in accordance with goals of the comprehensive plan update because it represents growth directed to an area where public infrastructure and services are available. And is designed to protect the existing natural environment's ability to accept the development. Also through amenities, environmental areas, multimodal pathways, and by other means, it provides passive and active recreational facilities to benefit for benefit of the residents of the development and Sussex County. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the maximum number of residential lots shall not exceed 173 units consisting of 74 townhouse or townhome units and 99 single family lots. Two, no more than 60 residential building permits shall be issued in any given calendar year. Site plan review shall be required for each phase of development. Four, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be constructed as required by Delta. Five, the pool and clubhouse shall be constructed and open to use by the 60th certificate of occupancy issued for a residential unit within the project. The remainder of the recreational facilities and amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. These additional recreational facilities include or shall include play courts, pocket parks, gazebos, a pier, and the pathways and trails. Six, the development shall be served as part of an existing or extended Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. Seven, the MRRPC shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Eight, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Nine, the applicants, successors, or assigns, including a homeowners or condominium association that will be formed, shall operate the stormwater management facilities in a manner that is consistent with best management practices, also referred to as BMPs. 10, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and or specifications. Street design shall include sidewalks on both sides of the street and street lighting. 11, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the proposed reforestation program. That's what we did. 12, construction site work grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on offer to the property shall only occur from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. 13, the applicant shall form a homeowners association or homeowners or condominium association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open space, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. 14, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. 15, the applicant shall coordinate with the state, county, and other local emergency planning offices in the development and implementation of an emergency evacuation procedure for the project. 16, no wetlands shall be included in any individual lots. Federal and state wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except where authorized by federal or state permit. As stated by the applicant, state wetlands of 86.31 acres shall also be restricted as a nature preserve in favor of an outside agency, if acceptable to such agency, or in favor of the community association. 17, a notice that hunting activities may occur on neighboring and adjacent properties or waterways shall be included within the condominium documents or restrictive covenants for the project. 18, the applicant shall coordinate with local school districts, transportation manager to establish school bus stop areas. The location of these areas shall be shown on the final site plan. 19, aside from the community pier, no other pier shall be formed. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Questions, Mr. Lang? Questions, Mr. Lang?
I have one. On number five, how would you know, is there any way at this point to know when the 60th, what time of year the 60th CO would be granted?
No. it would be based on a count maintained by the inspector for the area to know when the certificates hit that number 60.
If the idea is to have a pool in there between the time you hit the 60th and the next summer season, maybe it might be, if one of you think likewise, it might be helpful to consider making that be constructed and open to use by the Memorial Day following the 60th CO.
This is a little bit different than what we normally do. Normally it just says within 2 years of the issuance of the first permit.
Yeah.
A lot easier to keep track of.
Yeah, it is.
Once you know that permit's issued, you got a flag comes up and says it's going to be 2 years later.
You might have somebody.
Whatever the date is. That's the only difference that I've
seen. I'm sure. Right.
It also says on number two that they no more than 60 residential permits. You know, so that would actually make it the first year. Yeah, I guess, or could be the first year.
Oh, could be.
Well, it could be the first year, but the idea would be that it would be there before the next summer season. Mr. Cole?
Yeah. What if they wanted an indoor pool?
Beg your pardon?
What to do with it?
Well, you know.
What did you say, George?
What if they wanted an indoor pool? It wouldn't matter what time of year. No, I'm only kidding. Go ahead, Jim. No, I didn't. I was just.
Put it in?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
And the other question I had, and I.
Like an ice skating rink?
Wanted to ask Mr.
You want to resolve this one first?
Pardon?
You want to try to resolve this and see if you have.
Why don't we just put in? Why don't we do 2 years?
I'm not sure there's a lot of excitement to do it either way.
I know.
Mr. Jones, didn't you say 60 would be in 1 year? So why don't we just say 2 years? Go back to like we did, keep it simple, and just strike all that and say the pool.
Lot easier for you to track, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we established a date by the first permit.
Yeah.
And give it 2 years.
So just let's do the 2 years.
Any objections to striking by the 60th and just put by the
so within
2 years?
2 years. Of the 60th?
No.
Within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit.
First building permit.
Okay.
Okay. Any objections?
No.
Pool and clubhouse will be constructed and open, right?
Yep.
Within
Next
2 years.
Do you have another, Mr. Griffin?
Yeah,
did you have another question?
Yeah, I did.
Is that normal?
Of the issuance?
Yeah, within 2 years, what they usually do.
The only other thing is that we're doing, again, number 12 with construction. Keep it all. It is in a residential area. I mean, it's developed in that area.
Monday through Friday?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What was that number? I'm sorry.
Number 12?
Just a Friday again, Marge.
Anybody have a problem with that?
No.
I'm sorry.
Number 12, we're making construction Monday through Friday?
Sorry.
Yep. The other question I had, Mr. Lang, maybe you can remember what the discussion was on this.
Working on Saturday.
But number 10 says include sidewalks on both sides of the streets. I think this project had a segment that was single family and also a portion that was townhouse. Was the intent
right.
to have sidewalks on both, and I thought it was the intent to have sidewalks on both sides of the street
both.
In the single family?
Both.
In both? Okay.
Yep.
What?
Okay.
The other
that's
question.
That's a normal notation there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And during the public hearing, I think it was brought up about that 86 acres. I know the developer said that that would be a nature preserve,
right.
but I believe that there was some clarification at the public hearing by Mr. Sergovic to the effect that the Pomeroy family had a boat ramp there. And that they couldn't make they couldn't make the Pomeroy family's boat ramp a public preserve. So there might be some, he's here, you can ask him if you want to do that, but.
Mr. Pomeroy's here? Raise your hand.
Mr. Sergovic.
Oh.
But so I think the question there, would it be the 86 acres less the Pomeroy family boat ramp?
I'm not sure that we ought to bring Mr. Sergovic up.
No, I don't. I wouldn't. He talks too much.
Do you remember Mr. Sergovic putting that on the record that there was a Pomeroy
too late.
Family?
No.
Put
up with that.
I don't have a copy record for that here.
Oh, you and John were friends.
But if the family has a boat ramp there, they should be able to use it. I would.
No, we can't deny their privilege.
Well, isn't there a reference to a boat ramp?
The very last reference was, aside from the community pier, no other pier shall be permitted.
But wait a minute, let me ask you this. The boat ramp is on this property, correct?
Yes.
And the Pomeroys and Marvels just sold this property. But it sounds to me like the current owners now are going to let them still come in and use their boat ramp, probably until they pass
on.
Is
that a community pier?
We'll read number
19. Pier?
I don't think so. No, I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, they got one community pier they're proposing, but the Pomeroy issue is probably just something that's between the developer now and the Pomeroys who just didn't want to give up that little access.
They want to be able to go crabbing.
So, what's it show on that site plan about a Pomeroy boat ramp?
No.
Does it show a boat ramp at all? Huh?
Not that I've seen.
I don't really remember hearing anything about Pomeroys and their boat ramp, to be honest with you, but.
There's a little spit of a lagoon, and that may be the location, but it doesn't show any piers or anything.
Is there an so doesn't you show an existing?
Well, what's there, Aubrey?
Well, we could defer on this for another couple months, I guess, till we find out if there is. Go back there and take a.
What's there site. Should be allowed to stay there.
Pardon?
Don't you think what's there should be allowed to stay there?
Oh yeah, I don't. I think we can tear up anything, but there's no. I don't recall any reference to it, but somehow.
I don't see the minutes.
It's just slid in here.
In your minutes here.
Where?
I mean, it should be in your minutes if it's there.
But it's not. First time I ever remember hearing about Pomeroy and his boat ramp.
And I don't see anything on the color rendering either.
Better rip that.
I mean, if there is no boat ramp, he can't be building one.
No, but if it's there, he can keep it. First say it.
Well, we got to designate, is there a boat ramp?
Your number 19.
I got to say, if it is on site, they'll be able to do that. If it's not,
there.
Well, you could just say 86.31 acres minus the Pomeroy family boat ramp.
I mean, if they can get
but it may not exist.
Why are we
where did you hear about a Pomeroy?
They can get a permit from Denrick.
Who brought that up? Did you bring that up, Jim?
I did.
How did you find out? Where did you get the information on the Pomeroy boat ramp? I hate to ask you this. Did somebody call you?
Do you really want to know?
No, you don't want to know.
John Sergovic. It was not part of the testimony.
What do you think, Mr. Lang?
I think it was.
Mr. Lang's had some time to think about it. Let's see what he thinks.
It was not.
I think it was referenced in the public hearing before council that the Pomeroys do have a pier or a boat ramp.
Oh, well.
He don't know.
You forgot already?
I can't remember. That's your own play.
Let me ask Lawrence, where was it referenced during the public hearing process? with P&Z? Did it, was it referenced at P&Z?
I don't remember being referenced at P&Z at all.
Did you remember it referenced in front of us?
Do I remember it being perfectly?
Okay. Listen, we can wait. Hey, we can wait. We can defer on it and find out about this. But
we're gonna vote on this thing tonight. I won't sleep if we don't vote on this.
No, but I don't. If there's not one exist, wait. If there's not one there, Dale, we shouldn't be.
Oh no,
throwing one in.
We should not. All right, then let's make a number 20.
Wait a minute. Why are we obsessing about it? If they can get a permit from Denrec, Denrec's the expert.
Pomeroy's don't own it anymore. They've sold it.
But they. If they reserve,
but you don't know where did you hear this? Show me the documentation.
Reserve the right to use the vote slip. They should
show me some documentation, Jim. If it's between you and John Sergeyevich, I don't know if I can trust you. Sorry, John.
All right. If we don't make any reference to this, can they still use the ramp?
Number 19 says no.
There's no boat ramp.
It says it does not exist. See what it says?
Correct.
What's 19 say?
It says no aside from the community.
I want to take the word community out of there.
Yeah, that you add in there. Pomeroy's got a boat ramp.
No, they're going to put a Dale. Part of the project is a community pier.
Right.
Well, why don't you put in there the Pomeroy's got a boat ramp?
Why don't you aside from the community pier or existing pier
or ramp?
No other should be permitted. No pier or ramp. No other should be committed. Permitted.
Pier or ramp.
That'll work. Aside from the community pier or existing. Pier or ramp, no other should be permitted.
Let's see. Hang on a minute. Who did?
What do you read?
That would do it.
I'm going back. Okay.
That would do it.
Anybody have any objections to amending 19?
No.
Going. All right.
Can we read that just one more time, please?
Oh, what?
Aside from the community pier and any existing pier or boat ramp, no other pier or ramp shall be permitted.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
What are you going to do about Johnson Corner?
Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a MR RPC Medium Density Residential District Residential Plan Community for certain parcels of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 146.68 acres, more or less.
I need a motion.
I move.
That motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by
second.
Mr. Rogers to approve CZ 1611.
Plus conditions.
For the 19 conditions and
19 modified.
Number 12 been modified to say Monday through Friday.
Number 5 within 2 years.
Number 5 within 2 years. And number 19. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips? Oh, Mr. Cole, why are you voting yes? I need a reason.
That's what I'm trying to give.
All right.
You were in such a hurry to get home.
Because he likes development.
No, I'll vote yes because it's basically at this point in infill, the council has been approving these types of densities in the area. And I think with the conditions, it'll be fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips?
based on the record and recommendation of planning,
well, there's so much crap around. They've approved everything.
With the stipulations and the modifications, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers,
the with the modifications and changes you made to the condition, my vote yes.
Mr. Jones,
my vote is yes. Also, planning zoning with the 7 facts and findings and the conditions of 19 as amended.
And I agree with the 19 conditions that have been amended, which we have discussed. Motion is carried.
You have changed the character of the area.